Stacey A. Cross, and there it's no E. Ladies and gentlemen, no E in my name, Comfort Killers. You are listening, for those that are watching, thank you so much. Subscribe to the YouTube, but you are listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host, I Am. Today, I have an amazing guest. It's an honorable guest here, the first of the new year. So that's a punch in the face right there, because you, Mr. Frank Sagasta, is who I made sure that I got for the first of the year, baby. First guest. So Frank Sagasta, let me actually go back a little bit. Let me put coach in front of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone knows you as coach.
That's right.
Frank Sagasta, self-motivated guy. Love that. Passionately determined and very enthusiastic. You know, he's a husband, father, man of faith, a friend, an entrepreneur, progressive development coach, and sports coach. What aren't you doing on a daily basis? What aren't you doing? For my Comfort Killers, I just want to add this drop in there, and then we're going to talk about it, and we're going to have Frank introduce himself. But he's a former statistic of education deficiency. Okay, sexually abused child, went through a depression, drug addiction, orphan and fatherless home. And you are a statistic,
right?
You are a statistic. How do you come up from numbers like that, man?
Oh,
Frank, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here. I am Stacey A. Cross. Let's get right into it. I want to know about the statistics. According to this file, I shouldn't even know you right now. You should be somewhere off doing average things, living the average life, and blaming this past of yours. What's up?
Fact. Your fact. That's a fact. I could be part of the statistic, man, being part of the pharmaceutical industry or the imprisonment of life, or even dead. You know, you might say
right. There's
a lot of people that have gone through that, almost that same scenario in life. And you can definitely see them on Skid Row in Vegas, even there in Philly. And it doesn't matter where they're at, you can find them. I've interviewed them in the past. I've interviewed people that have gone through such a depression because whether their wife left them or whatever it might be. But I could definitely describe that, you know, the telltales. I could vividly imagine everything that's happened to me as if it happened yesterday. But mm-hmm. that pushes me to greatness every single day. You have to have that. You have to hone in on that and use that as the momentum, as the fuel and the momentum and the drive of what you want to attain in life. And for me, as you described, you know, waking up at 2:30 in the morning and just having that drive every single day, 365, no days off, is an absolute true blessing, straight up. And I could not do it without, you know, my family, without my faith, without my friends. You know, I know that for a fact, but
yeah.
So appreciative of that, and I show that with everybody that I come in contact with. Absolutely,
I feel it. Like I met you, a month and some change ago. Same guy that I see on the video, spewing the goodness, spewing the motivation and spirituality. That's what I love about you, is because you always start off with the word, right?
Yeah.
It was written. You always start off with that, and we get. And a lot of people don't know that the Bible, right? The Bible has so much content. People looking online for content, right? They need to open a Bible. Mr. Frank, I remember meeting you, and one of the things that came to mind was, man, this guy is real, 100% real, okay? And wants to move forward, always progressing. So I love that about you. Now, tell me about, because you said you get up at 2:30 every day. When did that start for you?
Started in 2015.
Okay, so you can say for 2 years you've been plugging this Benjamin Franklin quote in there. So Benjamin Franklin quote goes, ladies and gentlemen, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man wealthy, healthy, and wise. Benjamin Franklin is a comfort killer, man.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell me what your daily routines look like. Before we get in, let's start now. We're going to get into a piece of the past that you really you're motivated to share, and then because it fuels your new life. So tell me, what are you currently into now?
Today, I would definitely say that I'm driving towards being that, not just inventor. I'm working more hard, very hard at taking people to the next level. You know, that relational wealth is what I'm always looking for. Not so much the currency. And I'm not the type of person, as I expressed to my ideal engineer, is I'm not adamant about for the wealth of life. I'm adamant about the relational wealth in life, because as I always hold dear to what, as you brought up the biblical terms, and the greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. But also I always hold in line with what Dr. Martin Luther King said. He says the greatest persistent question to ever be asked is, what did I do for others? And so if I'm sitting here on this planet Earth at this time, this opportunity with 361 days left of this year, and I'm not doing anything with these opportunities, and I'm not giving and helping anybody to in the right path, then I'm just stagnant, and I can't be stagnant.
Right.
That's just not.
Well, I love that, because, you know, waking up at 2:30 in the morning for 2 years, you ought to be doing something with that time, right? You ought to be building something. Yeah. You can't just say, hey, listen, Stace, I've been up for 2:30 every morning for 2 years. I'm going to look like, where are the results of that? Because you just produced more time and more action. You said you're an action killer, right? You get up, how do you plan to do what you're doing every day? What's that like?
So everything revolved in 2015 when I made my promise. And then all throughout those years, I was waking up at 3 o'clock, and then it changed to 2:50. And now it's at 2:30. And the reason why I'm beating this up, I'm beating the clock up, because I want to be a clock beater. And so by taking the clock and managing it for my time and squeezing every single ounce, it's by waking up with the lungs of inspiration, and then jumping out of the bed with enthusiasm, getting to the bathroom, showering down with determination, and brushing my teeth with optimism and go. And so when I get to this table, it's about time with me and God. After that, I get into my self-actualization, where I read three or four books in at the same time. So it's just growing and growing and growing. And I've heard people say, man, why do you read when you can listen? Why do you read? I'm like, you know what? Because I heard from the greats that, you know what? There wasn't no audio back in the day. All you had was literature. That's right. That's all you had was literature.
Yep.
And so, I mean, there were times in our history that fathers or mothers would read to their kids because they wanted them to learn. And that was the greatest form of education, was reading.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know what? And for a lot of people, I always express, you know what? People ask, why do you read out loud? And I don't read out loud to be very ignorant arrogant, but I read out loud that way in my subconscious and conscious mind, because we have two parts of our mind, but I want that to sink in.
Yep. So the words physically said words are words is bond, right? What we say ourselves, we could trick ourselves just by saying different things, man. I feel great. I feel glorious. I can't wait for the best thing to happen to me today. You speak it into existence. So a lot of people need to know that it's not about just what you think, but what you say, and your actions have to comply with all of that. So I love what you said with that. So take me back to a time, right? Because Frank, before 2015, what was Mr. Frank like? What was Mr. Sagasta like? Were you the coach then? What was going on through your head?
So I made this vow in 2010 when I followed my mentor, Dr. Eric Thomas, and he pointed me in the right direction. When I fulfilled his first book, that was actually the step of everything, was fulfilling that book in 2010, and the Secret to Success. When I finished that book, I just became more involved with becoming a bibliophile. And a bibliophile is definitely being passionate about reading, passionate about books and literature. And so it just started evolving from there. And, you know, ever since my meeting with Dr. Thomas and the things that I've done, has just been, you know, just going straight forward. And I was able to implement everything that I was learning into my sports, into my programs. And being doing that, I won a state title as a first year head coach, and worked very diligent at doing it again the next year, and just been very passionate about building leaders. And that's why the creed of my company, Coaching Beyond, is empowering tomorrow's leaders. I want to see leaders. You know, there's too many followers. I want to see leaders. And so you have to build them. And so I was building leaders. I put kids in college, watched them succeed in life.
Yeah.
And I still keep in contact with a lot of the kids that I've worked with. And I was working with between 2010 to a couple months ago, I was working with between 780 to 940 kids.
Wow.
Weekly.
And that's a passion of yours. I see what you do with the kids. I watched a few videos. And what you're saying to them isn't just defense, offense, right? Mm-hmm. There's a game to life that you're teaching these kids. Now, let's say we have a young kid coming in. Attitude shitty, but good ball player. Attitude is not where it needs to be. Now, what do you do with that kid? He's a star. Yeah. But how do you shape a kid like that?
I break him down. I ultimately, like I've done with many kids, tell them, you know, just because you have talent means absolutely nothing. Because if you don't have heart, and I learned this from Coach Richard Solomon, was a great friend of mine, all-time coach. He was defensive coordinator for Dennis Green, who passed away recently. But ultimately, straight up, is, you know what, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you have no heart, goodbye.
Right.
I don't know with you. And right. So it's ultimately breaking a kid down just like you would an adult, because it is absolutely, you could train a child. It's easier to train a child than to fix broken men. And,
right.
and that's true. Frederick Doug was so right when he said that. So, I mean, he definitely wanted to break that individual down to where he starts being humble and meek and starts putting that drive and talent into something positive, and he goes forward.
I love that. I love that, because I know there's many kids that are like that, where, you know, their old coach just lets them slide with attitude because they're so good. They don't want to lose the kid. They don't want to lose that spark. But instead, you're taking it a different angle. I'm building leaders for the future, right? So you come in my path, you're going to get broken down. This is necessary. So let me ask you a question, because a lot of your thing, I see that the love for Eric Thomas and what he does. Very inspirational guy. Love his drive. People have been saying, hey, Stacey, you scream like him. But, you know, at the end of the day, what does Eric Thomas mean to you? I mean, you know, if you had anyone that could mentor you right now, and you could choose it, who would it be? Would it be Eric Thomas? I love it. I saw that. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you just saw it's a picture with Frank and Mr. Eric Thomas together. Where was that?
That was our second. That was in Phoenix, Arizona. We have arrangements to meet. Me and the wife have arrangements to meet down in San Diego with the ETA family for Thank God We're Married. We're gonna go meet down there and do some things. So, he pointed me in the right direction. You know, from 2010. So, I mean, for me to I could have did this a while back. To answer your question, I could have did this a while back. I could have went with John Maxwell, and I do respect wholeheartedly John Maxwell, but I could have joined the John Maxwell team.
Yeah.
And been a coach with John Maxwell, but looking at the similarities in life and our cultures, our ethnicities, I gotta stick with what I know. I gotta stick with the plant, you know, the plant fertilization, and so I stuck with Dr. Eric Thomas, and I won't stray from that. You know,
I love it. You're dedicated. I mean, he puts out some things that'll move you, like. You know, he has that one famous, I think maybe over 12 million times on YouTube right now. If you want success as bad as you want.
Yeah, the
gurus. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I heard that too. I heard that in like 2000, I forget, maybe 2000, I want to say 10, 11, but the video was coming out. And I was like, who the hell is making it feel like this for me? So, but yeah, Eric Thomas is a golden star on my board as well. Yeah. But you know, let's move into business now, because we're in the game of motivation and we're inspiring, and it's tough to turn that into business, because a lot of unmotivated people that won't get up at 2 o'clock, people that won't touch it at 4 o'clock, people that won't read the literature, people that don't have that self-actualization or awareness, it's hard for them to invest in themselves. Now, how do you turn what you do into a business? Like, share with me your business aspect of it.
So the business aspect for me is my attitude. Is I want to transfer my attitude from everything I do on a daily basis over to my business. And doing so, I'm able to, you know, help people, even in the business realm, with, of course, you know, having that business mind, that business mindset, that business desire.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is transferred from different greats, you know, as Andrew Carnegie, as a father in my house. of business, along with many other greats. I use those tools to push my business even further. And my one of my books that will come out next year is Mind Your Own Business.
Yes, I love that.
And so it's directed toward the business mindset of individuals that, you know, that are going through life. I mean, we have almost 70-90% of people that fail in businesses because their heart's not right, because their mind's not right, and because they have the bad attitude about their business or about life. And so that deprives onto their business.
So you're saying that 70-90% of these business owners, they're not in the right space to start a business. So you're saying what you've done, you know, built that discipline, you're taking that, it's easy as a it transfers to business now. The attitude transfers to business. So you're just focused on the right things in business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about social media?
Social media is a huge factor today. If you're not, here's how I said it the other day. I went to an interview, but he asked me, he says, how do you feel, the same question, how do you feel about pushing social media onto sales? I said, you know what? It's right now or never. If you don't get on this boat, you're going to be left on that island.
Right.
That's all to it. You know what I'm saying? You're not Jack Sparrow. You're not going to tie up two sea turtles and get off that island. Don't work like that.
This right. No. I love that. So how do you handle your business online then?
For me, it's basically through all social media outlets, being able to advertise, mm-hmm. using Yelp or even local black and white like paper, even on the I'm serious, even on the newspapers, even using them. I mean, see, you just have to be very diverse. You have to be very diverse on everything. I mean, don't just stick to social media being the only one, even your word of mouth, business cards. I mean, one thing I learned from Dr. Thomas, like one lady, when I went to a speaking engagement a while back, the director asked me, do you have a business card? I said, ma'am, I don't have business cards. And the reason why I picked that up is because Dr. Thomas has never, to this day, has never had a business card.
Yeah.
You will find him on social media, or you can get in contact through ETA.com. And so for me, it's like, you know what, I want to create business cards for myself, and I did that. And so now it's, you know, being able to pass out business cards, but ultimately you could just Google my name and you'll find me. You know what I'm saying? That's the outlet.
Frank Sagasta, I love your last name. So let's stay on this topic a little bit, because when you said black and white, it sparked something in me, because, you know, as a comfort killer, we go on the edge of things, right? We look for places that people forgot about, that people think it doesn't exist anymore. And in terms of business, I in terms of me and you, when you get a handwritten nice mail, how do you feel? Like a snail mail in your door, in your mailbox, you feel better than an email. I'm starting to put together these things, because I get too much email. So now the step is, you know what, let me send someone a handwritten mail. That to me builds more of an impact and a relationship. So yeah, black and white, I will put things out in your mailbox, sir. You know, and I love that. So as far as business, because I'm building mine, we're kind of growing in a space, right? And we're doing this thing, and it seems like it's easy, you know? But have you had any bad days?
Yes.
So, tell me about a bad day you had.
I've had number of doors closed because of speaking engagements at schools, I've had more doors closed than doors open, and that's fine. That's, you know what, I'm fine with that. Like, ultimately, like at the end of the day, I'm satisfied. Why? Because I gave it my drive, because I gave it my push. And if people aren't ready to hear, you know, about self-improvement or personal development, you know, then, you know what, I'm sorry, but you know what, you're sending the wrong message, and that's a shame. But if the message is not heard and it's going on deaf ears, then you know what? You can't ever say that Coach Sagasta or Stacey A. Quartz has never come to you and tried to push tomorrow. You know, so I mean, yeah, I've had some bad days by people, you know, shutting the door saying, you know, I don't believe in that. You know, it's like, oh, all right, you know. So I mean, ultimately, I'm happy. I'm always gonna have a happy attitude. I've reversed the cycle in my mind.
Yeah.
Negative attitude in my life, so I'm okay with that.
And, you know, it's so funny you said that, because approaching schools with a name like the Comfort Killers.
Yeah.
Yo, with a name like Comfort Killers, they want explanation, Social Security, They want to put a background check on me because, and I'm like, but yo, it's really your journey to success. I want to teach these
things. Right.
But
right.
The name in itself is so, it's such negative. It's a negative thing. Comfort is a negative thing. I don't blame them. But two negatives, of course, we know does equal a positive. And mm-hmm. Mr. Frank, tell me some things that you had to either, you know, in your family environment, right? How do they feel about you now? 2:30 in the morning, you're getting up. Do you turn? Did you change your family into being?
I'm going to show you something real fast. I know a lot of people can't see it, but this is a note from my daughter. Okay, mm-hmm. She says, "Dad, this is Delina." I'm like, "I know it's you, right?" Right? Right. She says, "Can you please wake me up at 5 or 4 o'clock?" She's 9 years old.
Wow.
Does she want to get up early to read, to educate herself?
And it's
She's 9 years old. She finished last year. She finished Think and Grow Rich. And now she's on chapter 12 of Greatness is Upon You by Dr. Eric Thomas.
Ooh, you know, and I think that's that leadership because that's what happened in this household, right? They see it. They're like, what's happening? She's totally changed. I need some piece of that action, right?
That's right.
And I love that because she's 9 years old. You're empowering her. To the next level, to the next stage. It's great to say, man, my dad did that for me.
Mm-hmm. And without even asking. Like, I don't ask. My kids just read. They pick a book out of there and they read, you know. And so I'm happy with that.
Right.
You know, I'm really happy with that. I just got two books in the mail yesterday that added to the value of my library and added to the value of these hearts, of these young hearts in my house. And so I always have to direct that because you cannot be a leader in life if you can't even lead your home.
That's, ooh, boom. Hey, guys, definitely share this podcast, especially after that line. Hey, let them know where they can find you on all your channels. Give them your little whole deal about your socials right now.
Yeah, so you can find me at any one of the socials. You have me on Instagram, LiveMe, Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube.
What's your name on?
I'm on Pinterest. Come on, look
it up. Man, you about to pin it up, man. Pinning it up, man. What's your what is it? Frank Sagasta 7 or how could they?
Yeah, you can find me at Sagasta or Frank Sagasta. I always express to people, you know what, you just Google my name, you'll find me in there. You're not gonna find any criminal background, anything like that. You're gonna find this cat out there and putting in work.
Hey, that's it. We're cleaning, you know. Before, you know, when I was doing my other thing, and I'm like, man, if people search me, that's how I knew you're not living right. If you're doing something and you want to be known for this thing, but then they're searching some other thing and get something else, you're like, holy shit, that's when things aren't aligned, right? So right now I'm like, freely, go look me up. You can see everything that I'm doing. I want to talk about your goals, man, goal setting.
Okay.
First of all, how do you know what goals you want?
I attain them every single year. So for me, everything transfers. For most people, they say I'm setting new goals for 2017. For me, no, I don't work like that. My goal is still to be very successful through my business and to help others become leaders and successful in life. And so that won't change. You know, my creed is my business and it's my life. It's my life thriving a soul. You know what I mean? Like the shirt that I wear, Kazen, you know, it's continuous improvement. And so if I'm continuously improving, I'm continuously helping other people to improve. And so therefore I'm empowering tomorrow's leaders in that. So, I mean, you know, my goal for this year is to accomplish, as I expressed, to get those two inventions out. As an inventor, I want to definitely have that absolute title.
Yes.
Aside from that is accomplishing 65 to 68 books this year.
Yes. No, I love it. And I'm looking here. You got, you got 100 grand this year, right? Through faithful and honest work. I like that. Through ethics, you know, bringing that money in. And it's going to be attracted to you. And, of course, become debt-free by the end of 2017, and we all got crazy goals like that. And when you put it on the paper, you write them every day, sir?
I write them down, and they're in my wallet. Every single time I go to open up my wallet to pay a tip or to pay a bill, I always see those goals. So nice. Automatically hits the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, and the words just start repeating through your mind.
Ooh.
So I got six goals in there, and you hit one of them. Yeah, you know, making $100,000 a year every single year. Like I expressed, I'm not here to be filthy rich. That's not me. That's not my soul. My drive, make $100,000, be debt free. And if I can do that through my inventions, I'm going to help out a lot of people, because I don't believe on having that kind of money. And I've learned from my father, as I said, as the father of my house of information and business is Andrew Carnegie. So he expressed by giving. And so I want to give.
Right. And you know what? A lot of huge business leaders that really made it, they want to figure out ways how to give it all back now. You see what I'm saying? So they spent their life, look at the note that was found in the desk, right? I'm going to spend all my life making money, but then the second half of my life, I'm going to find out how I could give it all back, you know?
Right.
Because you realize that you can't bring it nowhere.
That's right.
You can make an impact here on earth. Coachingbeyond.com is the website for Mr. Frank Sagasta, Coach.
Coach
Sagasta. I'm going to give you three words, right? And we're going to play that game where you just tell me the first thing that comes to mind. So the first word, what do they call that, association? So the first thing that comes to mind here, word one, relationship.
Relationship. Relationship is wealth.
Wealth. Nice. I like that. Promise.
Promise divine is everything that you place in your mind and your heart. That's a promise to yourself.
Got it. Here's a big word right here. Comfort killer.
Stepping out the box.
Rugged. Stepping out the box. You know, I write everything down. I write everything down. Hey, nothing leaves this room, man. When we speak,
everything down. What did you think about that word last night I sent you? Hobgoblin. The hobgoblin.
So here's what I thought, right? So I just came up from doing some work.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, here's a word for you. Hobgoblin. And I said, all right, let me look this bad boy up. You know what it is, right? You're like, hobgoblin, you heard that before. But let me look this shit up. I looked it up, and it says the fear of some elf creature, right? Some fear, 1500s this word came out. And I was like, well, what is this tied to, Mr. Frank Sagasta? Why are you thinking of this word? Tell me more. And then you sent me the screenshot. So what was that?
You know what? It's because people are sitting in comfort zone. They're in the comfort zone. They fear going outside of the comfort zone. So therefore, I say, you have the hobgoblin on your back, my friend. That's why you don't want to come out.
Too heavy. You're too comfortable. You're scared of everything.
Exactly.
No, I love it. I love it. I just was like, why is my boy, Mr. Coach, talk about hobgoblins out there? And I know it's tied to that fear piece, you know. So, but no, thank you for that. I love, yeah, you're right. I look up everything. I love writing. I love reading. And that's what it's all about. That's the baseline of everything. So
right.
to take us out, what do you have to say to our comfort killers that's listening to Get Uncomfortable? And what we try to do with this show is really show that anyone could do it, right? You know, if you have an idea, make the shit happen. Get up outside of your house. If you want to lose weight, stop thinking about losing weight. Go out and do something about it. And this is what Get Uncomfortable is. So what do you have to tell our people?
So I have to say it like this. If you really educate yourself, or you find the right coach to point you in the right direction, then you know knowledge builds confidence, destroys procrastination, destroys fear, destroys worry, destroys the desultory of life. And so, you know, the brevity is now. The brevity and meaning is the shortness of time. So you have this time right now with 361 days to start getting uncomfortable and start grinding to the attainment of what you want to attain in life.
I love it. I love it. So I you know, the first time I said I wasn't going to share this story, but I'm going to. The first time we actually met was on social media, was on Facebook. I hopped in one of your lives and I was like, man, you're awesome. You know, I love what you're saying.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? And then I hopped out, and then you sent me a little voice message like, yo, brother, you know, brother, Mr. Sir, thank you for checking my thing out. And I was like, hey, listen, come on, man. You know, it's lady. I'm plug, a lady.
Plug your ears, everybody. Plug your ears.
I'm a lady. No, but you were so, I think, your character. I saw some of your character in the next message you sent. The next message was, because I was like, you know, don't worry about it. Because you know what? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The hair's short, right? You know, it's a small picture online. You can't tell, right? And if you're not really digging, you can't. I got people that still call me that. And I'm like, whatever, bro. It's all good. But what you said to me was, no, it's not all good.
That's right.
Not all good. Okay? And I want to sincerely apologize to you. And I saw that character, you know, it just like freaking exploded outside of you. And even had me thinking like, you know what? It might not be all good. Because I was like, hey, listen, it was all good, right? So I just want to say you have tons of character, man. Tons of gold.
Love you. Thank
and
you.
It's like, you know, they need more people like you that to walk around, and you're so energetic and you're so about it, but you're also humble and blessed, and you know it. And you know that knowledge is the key to your success. And you apply that every day without fail. And anyone that needs that history, right? Needs that track record. They could go back in time and see that you played no games every morning, okay? And seeing the work that you're putting in for your family, seeing what you're doing with your family, it's amazing and it's inspiring, and I'm sure it's motivating. If you just tag on to Frank Sagasta's Facebook, you will see it. I mean, I think it just glows around you. You're a real honest person, and I love that, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't believe you brought that story up, though.
It's what I'm going to do every time. Every time. Just know, when you were here, I brought it up. When you, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show, the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Hey, send us out with a quote today. Any quote you want. Send us out with a quote.
Ooh, if there's a quote, when you learn to read, you'll be forever free, by Frederick Douglass.
Done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.